From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A mass murder in California is now a federal case. Authorities are still trying to learn why a couple left behind their infant daughter and carried out a shooting rampage that left 14 people dead and seriously wounded more than a dozen others in one of the nation's worst mass shootings. The pair was killed in a shootout with police hours after they carried out their precision assault. Possible motive for the attack included workplace violence or terrorism. Wednesday's shooting happened at a social services center for the disabled, where the suspect's colleagues with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health were renting space for a celebration. It was the USA's deadliest mass shooting since the attack at a school in Newtown, Connecticut 3 years ago that left 26 children and adults dead. The couple had dropped off their six-month-old daughter with relatives Wednesday morning, saying they had a doctor's appointment. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan identified that one dead suspect as Syed Rizwan Farouk, the other as Tashfeen Malik, 28 and 27 years old, Malik being his wife or fiance. In the Oval Office Thursday, President Barack Obama said the U.S. federal government was now leading the investigation.
At this point, this is now a FBI investigation. That's been done in cooperation and consultation with local law enforcement. It is possible that this was terrorist related, but we don't know. It's also possible that this was workplace related.
But the U.S. president assured the American people they would get to the bottom of this. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin used his annual State of the Nation address Thursday to call for greater international coordination in the fight against extremism in Syria. Speaking before the Russian Federation Council in Moscow, Putin again accused Turkey of buying oil from the Islamic State extremist group. He said one country cannot be terrorism, especially when the world's borders are in fact open and the world is facing the relocation of peoples. Went on to say when terrorists have constant financial support, the threat of terrorism is growing. Turkey denies that it is buying the oil. Moscow's relations with Turkey have soured after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border last month. British warplanes began carrying out airstrikes in Syria just hours after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the IS group. Royal Air Force fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, striking targets in Syria. The Defense Ministry later said that the bombs targeted the IS-controlled Omar oil fields but provided no assessment of the strike's results. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals has overturned a lower court ruling announcing in the case of Olympic star Oscar Pistorius that the verdict was changed. Pistorius was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Here's Judge Eric Leach, who said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting at an unknown intruder or knew it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions would cause death.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder, with the accused having had criminal intent in the form of dolus eventualis.
The murder charge carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to Pistorius's original court for a new sentence. The victim's father, Barry Steenkamp, told reporters afterward that he is satisfied with everything now and wished for his family to get on with its life. The two vice presidents of FIFA, Juan Angel Napu and Alfredo Howitt, were arrested Thursday as part of the U.S. Department of Justice's widening bribery case that has rocked soccer's scandal-hit governing body. Both men have opposed their extradition to the United States at Zurich police hearings. Hours earlier, Swiss police made pre-dawn raids at a luxury hotel in downtown Zurich, the same hotel where arrest on May 27 sparked the FIFA corruption crisis. Israeli police say they've arrested several young members of a Jewish terrorist group suspected of carrying out a July arson attack that killed three Palestinians. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.